Bleach and disinfectant wipes are recommended to wipe down floors and surfaces we touch a lot. But are those things safe to disinfect people? In many countries, including China, India, and Kenya, officials have implemented disinfection tunnels. Those are Kenyans who've just gotten off a ferry going through disinfection tunnels, like a drive-through car wash, but for the human body. Shaheen Metar is an emeritus professor at Stellenbosch University in Cape Town, South Africa. She wrote about how this technique was widely used in Africa against the Ebola outbreak and the risks it poses.
During the Ebola outbreak, more than 80% of the healthcare workers and the people who had not got Ebola developed eye disease, skin disease, and most importantly, from this point of view of COVID-19, respiratory disease, because the chlorine enters the respiratory tract and converts into hydrochloric acid, which then destroys the lining of the lungs and further down. So this is actually very unacceptable behavior and should be stopped, because in most countries it's illegal. Mm. And if you probably remember, during the Second World War, the gas chambers had chlorine in them. So it definitely is not acceptable to be sprayed on humans.
You're in South Africa. It's the hardest hit country in all of Africa by coronavirus. You've been advising the government there on COVID-19. First of all, has the government in South Africa suggested using these disinfecting tunnels or spraying people down?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There is no way that we're going to be allowing such tunnels or anything similar to go because of the fact that it is detrimental to human health and it doesn't add at all to the containment of the virus. So the answer is no.
Hmm. Shaheen, what are some of the issues that South Africa is dealing with right now around coronavirus?
Well, I know you mentioned the fact that we had the highest number of cases of coronavirus on the continent. We also have done a huge amount of testing. So the whole concept from the Minister of Health and definitely by the President was to decide to go for early lockdown. And this was the advice given to them by the Ministry Advisory Committee. So what this early lockdown did for us, which held us in very good stead, was we saw instead of seeing 170 cases a day, we came down to an average of about 60 to 80 cases a day. But it is early days yet. And we are at the beginning of the outbreak. So the idea was that yes, we have a lot, but we do also test a lot.
Mm. I know there's been a lot of pressure on the South African government to ease restrictions. The economy there,
yes,
like everywhere, has been hit hard. South Africa, though, was already in a recession. Is a lift on lockdown restrictions there in the near future? And what would it take to get there?
Okay, so we were supposed to lift today, but the lockdown has been extended till the end of the month. It gives us another couple of weeks to get the community organized because it's really, really important that the community is on our side and everybody in South Africa believes that they're part of the cure. So we want to make sure that hand hygiene is and social distancing and universal masking is going to be in place before the lockdown is lifted, either whether it's partial or complete, we have no idea. Our main concern is that if it moves into the rural areas, because we have a vulnerable population living in overcrowded conditions and poverty, we really must make sure that we don't get the spread going very far out there.
You know very well as an expert that it's the coronavirus that determines when the economy can start to return to normal. What are you hearing about the situation on COVID-19 here in the United States? I mean, the Trump administration aiming to reopen the economy soon. How does it compare to what you're seeing in South Africa?
Do I really have to answer that?
If you don't want to, you don't have to. I'm just really curious to know what you're
thinking. No, I mean, I don't. I really must say that, you know, it was just handled in a very different way. I'm quite happy to turn around and say that, you know, I think that it could have been handled far better than it was for the people of the United States. It was hugely disappointing that, you know, rather than spending time trying to contain it, there was a lot of finger pointing going on. The thing which is, of course, it must be said that the WHO has nothing but supported. The United States itself has waited for things to happen. And we hear that we've now passed the peak and we've done this. But in fact, we haven't. If we look at your curve, it's very different to, I mean, to my mind, I haven't seen the peak of this curve yet. I haven't seen the flattening of the curve at all. Mm. And I think more testing could have been done. It's not about the availability of personal protective equipment. More testing could have been done and more structures could have been put in place that would have reduced the spread a bit more.
Shaheen Metar in Cape Town, South Africa. She's a past chair of the Infection Control Africa Network and is now advising the South African government on COVID-19. Shaheen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.